Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY24 results conference call of NCC Limited, hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Yeah, thank you, Manav. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. We have from the management today Shri R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, Shri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Shri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations. So I hand over the call to the management now for their opening remarks, after which we can begin the Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, everyone. At the very outset, I thank each of you for taking out time to attend this interactive meeting. As you are already aware, I have with me my colleagues, Mr. R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, and our CFO, Mr. Sanjay Pusarla. About 15, 20 minutes back, we have uploaded the results on the stock exchange website and one investor's presentation as well. Hope you have been able to download the presentation and go through the numbers. As you are aware, we have, declared an excellent set of numbers for the fourth quarter and for the financial year 2024. I will hand over to Mr. R.S. Raju.
Good evening to all of you. Thank you, Mr. Vaibhav Shah. So before we read about the financials or financial results of the company for the Q4 and the 12-month period of the FY24, I want to give the introductory remarks. So thank you, Mr. Vaibhav Shah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to all of you into the Q4 and the 12-month period of the FY24 investors' earnings call of NCC Limited. The presentation containing the performance of Q4, FY24, and 12 months was uploaded on the stock exchange website and to our website and in our website. Now I will take you through the key highlights of the fourth quarter, and thereafter we will take you the questions and answers. So before my briefing on the Q4, the usual disclaimer of the presentation that we have uploaded on the stock exchange and our website yesterday, including the discussions that we will have in this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to NCC business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and actual results may materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Now, coming to the current period, all of you are aware that this is a general election year, and Lok Sabha elections are completed in some parts of the country, and the remaining parts, the elections are going to be held in a couple of days. These elections, followed by some state-listed elections in the year 2024, may have an impact on order booking, but little impact on progress of the NCC business. Before going to the results, just I want to mention about the significant matters which have taken place in the 12-month period and more specifically in the fourth quarter. The SPV smart meters. You are aware that the company has secured three smart meter projects value of rupees 7,403 crores. Out of three, two projects we require incorporate SPVs, and accordingly we have incorporated two SPVs for two projects valuing 5,356 crores. The work sharing between SPV and NCCL, the SPVs have given contract value of 3,660 crores by retaining at SPV level 2,095 crores. The equity tie-up for these two projects is in good progress, and investment bankers shown interest to invest, and the management will decide the modalities in a couple of weeks. As far as debt tie-up is concerned, we already approached banks and SBI CAPS has recommended our debt application to SBI, and we expect the sanction in a couple of days from the SBI. As far as Bihar smart meter project concerned, NCCL doing on its own already started the work and erection is done for some sample testing meters. The sample testing is in progress by the client. And other major projects which NCCL doing is UP Jal Jeevan Nizam projects. There is a good progress in execution of this Jal Jeevan projects in UP, and these projects contributed significantly in Q4 and 12 months in the top line. Out of the total orders of rupees 16,900 crores, we have executed up to March 24 about 53%. It may take another 1 year to complete the major part of Jal Jeevan projects, second phase and third phase. And Malan project. You know that we received a larger size project valuing 3,802 crores a year back we received. But now we received the environmental clearance to proceed further for execution of the project. So already other facilities are mobilized, and in 24-25 this project is expected to report a good progress. NCC Vizag Urban. We have received 52 crores in 23-24 and another 65 crores we received in the April-May 24, and aggregating to rupees 119 crores the receipt is happened. The balance of 35 crores against state consideration we expect to receive in 24-25, and apart from that one we also expect to receive another 50 crores against the loan from the buyer of the project. SimCorp, you are aware that the arbitration tribunal has given an award for a total amount of rupees 198 crores, out of which we received 151 crores and balance rupees 45 crores pending. And both the companies went to the, again, court under Section 34, and the outcome, it takes some more months to know. As far as AP plots are concerned, there is no any major change. And we have about 701 crores orders at the beginning. Now the order, the value has come down to 598 crores. It relates to the Clatter City projects. As far as BGs are concerned, we have 267 crores value of BGs at the beginning of the year. Now it has come down significantly to 67 crores, a decline of nearly 200 crores in the 12-month period of the year under review. So similarly, the outstandings have come down from rupees 157 crores to 147 crores. And another significant matter taking place is settlement of TAKA. All these quarters we use it to tell about the status of the TAKA, and in the last meeting also we expressed that amicable settlements are in progress. Now the settlement, amicable settlement is reached between the two parties. According to the settlement, we require to pay 175 crores on installment basis, out of which 90 crores was made in March 24 and balance 85 crores payable in two installments in 24-25. On account of this settlement, there is an impact on P&L of NCCIL about 55 crores, and the same is observed in the Q4. The PTTL, another the case pending related to the PTTL or associate company. The lenders of PTTL made a claim in NCLT against PTTL. In fourth quarter, we have received a settlement award from NHI, and they deposited in the consortium bank account for further distribution to all the lenders. All the lenders have given no objection certificate, and accordingly, the PTTL pending case is now closed. And another transaction is NCCIHL versus GEVPL. All of you are aware that GEVPL has invested 37% in NCCIHL. And at the same time, NCCITL has invested its money equivalent to that in the form of optionally converted debentures in GUPL. So in fourth quarter, NCCL has acquired the investment from GUPL. As a result, NCCL now has become 100% subsidiary of NCCL. GUPL in turn uses the sale consideration to redeem its OCDs held by NCCIHL. So these are the major significant transactions taken place in 12 months as well as in the fourth quarter. Now coming to the fourth quarter performance, the first I will discuss on the order book. So order book at the beginning of the year we have 50,244 crores, and in fourth quarter we received 6,044 crores, and in fourth quarter we executed 5,949 crores. As a result, the closing order book now stands at 57,536 crores as against 50,244 crores, showing a growth of 15%. So we targeted for the year the new orders about 26,000 crores, but company received orders 27,283 crores, a little lower than the its plan. So the orders executed in 12 months period is 17,991 crores. Similarly, the order size increases significantly from 578 crores of last year to 780 crores. In the year 23-24, we secured 35 number of orders. So this is about the order book. Now I want to brief the operating and financial performance of NCCL from the Q4. On standalone basis, the company reported a revenue of 5,500 crores against 4,047 crores, a growth of 36%. The revenue primarily driven by the buildings division and electrical divisions, which in turn driven by the UP Jal Jeevan Mission project mostly. The gross profit reported as rupees 771 crores against 634 crores, a growth of 22%. Similarly, the gross profit margin reported is 14.2% as against 15.8%, a decline by 1.7%. The company has posted an EBITDA of rupees 510 crores against rupees 424 crores, an increase of 20% against corresponding quarter of previous year. The PAT reported 188 crores against 178 crores, an increase of 6% over corresponding quarter. The EBITDA margin reported 9.4% as against 10%. The other income reported for this quarter is 42 crores as against 31 crores. Coming to the cash flows, standalone Q4, on standalone basis, the fourth quarter, the cash flows of rupees 1,146 crores generated from the operating activities as against 2,123 crores on year on year. The net cash flows used in the investing activities 148 crores against cash flow generated rupees 55 crores. The net cash flows used in financial activity is rupees 615 crores against 1,082 crores. Now coming to the 12 months standalone operating results, the company reported a revenue of 18,459 crores against 13,504 crores, a growth of 37%. The revenue increased primarily due to more revenue from building and electrical divisions, again which in turn again good progress from the Jal Jeevan Mission project. The gross profit reported as rupees 2,590 crores against 2,170 crores, a growth of 19%. The gross profit margin 12 months is 14.14% against 16.25%. The adjusted gross profit margin for 12 months period is 15.7% as against an adjusted margin of 15.52% of the previous year. You know that in the second quarter some major impact happened on account of SIMCOR settlement. As a result, we have worked out adjusted margins. So the adjusted gross profit margin when compared to the previous year, there is a decline, but the decline is only to the extent of 0.45% over the previous year. The company has posted an EBITDA of Rs. 1,648 crores against 1,343 crores, registering a growth of 23%. The EBITDA margins reported as 9%. Adjusted EBITDA is 10% as against to same 10.06% of the corresponding period of previous year. It means there is no any big change in the EBITDA margin on apple to apple comparison. PAT reported as Rs. 631 crores against 569 crores. PAT margin 3.4%, but adjusted PAT margin is 4.57% as against 4.2% of the previous year. Cash flows for 12 months on a standalone basis. So nearly 1,248 crores generated from the operating activities as against 873 crores of the previous year. So the net cash flows used in the investing activity is Rs. 333 crores against 132 crores. The net cash flows used in financial activity is Rs. 707 crores against Rs. 749 crores. So the above cash flows indicate that there is a significant increase in the operating cash flows from 873 to 1298 crores in 23-24, which shows the kind of collections and the kind of working capital management done by the company. So that is about the standalone. Now I want to brief consol Q4. This quarter reported a turnover of Rs. 6,530 crores against 4,980 crores at a growth of 31%. So the gross profit reported as Rs. 851 crores against 692 crores, a growth of 23%. So the gross profit margin reported is 31.1% against 13.9%. The EBITDA reported Rs. 554 crores as against 462 crores, a growth of 20%. Now the PAT reported as Rs. 210 crores against Rs. 185 crores, a growth of 14% over the corresponding quarter of previous year. I will go to the 12 months consult. This 12 months period reported turnover of Rs. 20,971 crores as against 15,701 crores, an increase of 34%. The gross profit reported 2,780 crores as against 2,336 crores, a growth of 19%. The EBITDA reported 1,983 crores against 1,459 crores, a growth of 22%. The PAT reported as Rs. 711 crores as against 609 crores, a growth of 17%. So I briefly touch about the group companies. There are two companies actively reporting the top line and the profits. One is Pachwar Coal Mining Private Limited, another one is NCC Urban. So in this 12 months period, the Pachwar Coal Mining Private Limited has reported turnover of 1829 crores as against 1780 crores of the previous year. Similarly, NC Urban has reported turnover of Rs. 389 crores as against 370 crores in the corresponding 12 months of the previous year. So the total group companies reported a turnover in this 12 months period is about 2,533 crores as against 2,199.78 crores, a growth of 15%. So the standalone company reported growth of 37% and these group companies reported in the top line a growth of 15%. Coming to the balance sheet, in this the investment. The investments in this quarter increased from rupees 875 crores to 1,033 crores, which on account of the acquisition of the NCSI shares from the GUPL. Next, CapEx. In fourth quarter, we have spent rupees 114 crores. And in 12 months period, we have spent about 249 crores. Inventories. The inventories slightly increased in the 12 months period from rupees. So 1078 crores to 1434 crores, about 356 crores, and this increase in this period is in line with the increase in the volume of activities. As trade receivables declined by rupees 150 crores in 12 months period from 2945 to 2791 crores. Though there is an increase in the top line, the trade receivable days for the year under review significantly come down to 57 days from 87 days, almost the lowest in the decade. Retention money is also significantly has come down from 1,930 crores to 1,595 crores. A decline by about 425 crores, which in turn due to receipt of settlement amount from SEMCOR. Unbilled revenue increased from rupees 3,225 crores to 3,859 crores, an increase of 20%, as against increase of 37% in the top line. The UBR days, or the UBR, in terms of percentage of turnover, has come down from 24% to 21%. The next item is working capital. There is a significant improvement in working capital days from 102 days to 76 days, lowest in the decade. As a percentage of turnover, is reported 20% of sales, that is our revenue, as against 29% of the previous year. In terms of value, the kind of working capital come down from ₹3,870 crores to 3,700 crores, despite increase in activity by 36%. Debt. The debt has come down from third quarter to fourth quarter by about ₹400 plus crores and stands now at ₹1,005 crores. Compared to the opening debt of the year, there is a slight increase of 25 crores in the debt. So in the previous investors call meeting, we said that the debt may stand at 1,300 crores or so by the year end, but now it stands at 1,000 crores because of the good collections that happened from the clients in the March 24. Then the mobilization advance is decreased from ₹2,755 crores to 2,311 crores, a decline by about by 440 crores. So there is no increase in debt, but there is a decrease in mobilization advance, which shows that motor company's working capital management. Now, next to come to the ratios, the ROS reported for FY24 is 14.04% as against 13.41% of the previous year. Similarly, the return on net worth, that is PBT by net worth, reported 13.56% as against 12.95%. On a consolidated basis, the ROS reported is 15.77% as against 14.41%. The another significant matter taking place here is the credit rating. We received enhanced credit rating AA- from the care ratings. So with this, we expect further improvement in the our products, the term loans, our working capital loans, our BGs, LCs, cost, we are expecting some improvement in the cost point of view. The last but not least item is about the guidance. We have given a guidance for order book for the year 23-24 as rupees 26,000 crores, whereas we have achieved 27,283 crores. And top line, we have given a guide growth of 20%, but we achieved 37%. So for the year 24-25, we give a guidance on order booking about 22,000, considering the present market environment, particularly the general elections followed by the some state assembly elections. And the top line growth guidance about 15% plus as against 20% guidance given in the last year. Similarly, for the EBITDA margins, we've already seen about the margins, how the margins. So we expect the margin, EBITDA margin, 9.5% to 10%. However, these numbers are subject to impact of the elections, if any. Now, this is about the brief on the NCCL Q4 and 12 months operating results. Now, the session is open for the participants for their questions, and we answer the questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is on the margins. Our margins used to be 12%. It has been declining by from 12% to 8%. But you're guiding again, sir, for a softer, you know, softer margin against 50 basis point correction, right? Given the order book, do you think any chance of margin surprise in FY25? And are we targeting a slightly higher number as we go forward, maybe a couple of years here, henceforth, can expect a better margin, more than 10%?
Yes, now about the margins. Now the company's focus is on to secure more orders. and larger size orders. And in the market, there is a competition. And to get the orders, we have to compromise at 1 or 2% at the gross profit margin level. So this is an experience for the last 2-3 years. As a result, the company decided on its philosophy to quote, to get more orders and do more turnover. And as a result, 35% each year, 35% growth company reported on the top line. And though the gross profit margins are lower, but ultimately maintain that bottom level margins at PBT, PAT level, improve the margins at that level, that is the focus we are making. But the companies in the plan, we are making an improvement in the net profit margins year on year, at least by 50 base points and every year. So like that, the company management philosophy is there. So accordingly, the business model is there. So the gross profit and the EBITDA margins, as a result, last year reported 10%, now again 9.5% to 10% we have given as guidance. So as far as order booking is concerned, this year is an election period, and definitely 5 to 6 months period, every company lose in getting the orders. We don't know how the things take place, but we have given 22,000 is the minimum benchmark to secure. So if there is no impact, good impact on the front of the elections, so we may get more orders, but a minimum of 22,000 is the benchmark the company has kept.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Mohit Kumar, if I may add, you know, a couple of things. Mohit ji.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Firstly, this is also a, you know, function of the competition prevailing in this space. You know, as the space gets more competitive, generally, you know, the price levels tend to go down. But I think it is better to, you know, look at the profits, you know, the PAT or PBT, whatever that you prefer, in terms of absolute numbers, I mean in rupees crore. Then you will see a clear direction that, you know, we are moving northwards always. And going forward, the guidance that we have shared with you, that is 9.5% to 10%, is for the current year, that is, you know, FY24-25. Going forward, next couple of years, our intention is always to, you know, keep you know, the needle moving.
Understood, sir. Yes, sir. My second question is, what are the capex and equity invested for FY24, and what is the guidance for capex and equity investment in FY25?
Yeah.
In FY24, we spent about rupees 285 crores. And for the FY25, we are targeting to spend about 250 crores.
240. This is on the capex side. On the equity side, sir? Equity investment in the subsidiaries?
Yes, equity investment, it is varies between 100 to 175 crores. Depends upon the requirement and progress of the recently received the smart meter projects under SPV.
So total number will be below less than 2 billion. For FY25, for everything. Am I right, sir?
Yes. Yes.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, couple of clarification and data points. If you can repeat the retention money number, mobilization number, and loans to associates and subsidiary. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Shravan. Please go ahead with the question.
Yeah, sir, I need a data points on retention money as on March, mobilization advance, and loans to subsidiary and associates. Hello.
Sanjay sir, Nirat sir.
Yeah, 1 minute, we are repeating it. Okay. It was unmuted before.
is now down. The retention money is 1,505 crores. The mobilization advance is 2,311 crores. Another one is other item you asked is
UBR, right?
Loans to subsidiary and associates.
Is standing at 2509 crores.
2509.
No, 509.
509.
I think we'll repeat again for your benefit. Retention money has gone down from 1930 crores in the last year to 1505 crores. And mobilization advance, it has gone down from 2,755 crores to 2,311 crores. Okay? The loans, it has come down from 549 crores to 509 crores.
So total investment in subsidiary and associates, including investment and loans, now is 1,544 odd crore?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And sir, a couple of clarification. You mentioned the TACA settlement. So in this fourth quarter, how much we have 55 crore you mentioned. This is booked in other expense or where it has been booked?
It was shown as an exceptional item.
Okay. Got it. And the prior year tax of 36.82 crore in FY24, is the entirely in the fourth quarter or?
It is not entirely fourth quarter. It is over a period of 12 months.
Okay. Got it. And sir, now how we look at in terms of the debt level and in terms of the finance cost for this FY25?
Yes, finance cost now for the current year in terms of percentage works out to about 3.23 is the interest cost for the year 23-24. And for next year we expect some 30 to 40 base points reduction.
Okay. So as a percentage of revenue, we are seeing some reduction in the power. So does that mean on absolute level also 595 crore finance cost will reduce in FY25?
The same level, about 10-20 crores in that level would be there. There won't be any significant change.
Okay, and on the working capital and the debt level, how it will look by end of FY25?
So we are targeting now, we have at 1,005 crores and we are targeting to reach 500 crores by end of 25.
And working capital, any further improvement possible?
Working capital, in terms of working capital days, yes. Still 2-3 days reduction would be there, but in absolute terms, there's about some amount get increased for 15% plus growth. But in terms of days or in terms of percentage, a little reduction we expect.
Okay, thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Congratulations on a good quarter. So my first question is on the stake but purchase of 37% for 240 crores. So if you can understand the rationale behind this and how did you arrive at 240 crores of consideration and what are the assets, balance assets in this entity?
This is a old transaction. Originally the transaction taken place some 6-7 years back. At that time, there is a pre-understandings are there. At that time, the GVPL is a partner in our NCC power company. So at that time, basing on the restrictions or conditions, we used the GUPL shares to transfer to the SEMCorp. And in turn, we have given a stake in our NCSIHL equivalent to that amount, the rights we have given to GUPL, 37% stake in the NCSIHL. At the same time, the NCSIHL has invested the similar amount to, in the form of CCDs or optional control debentures in the GUPL. So in both the, in all the books, the transactions are continuing for these, for the last 5-6 years. We are waiting for the swapping of this transaction over a period of time. Now in the current year, we have taken up this exercise and exchanged the same thing. It is nothing but a swapping of the transaction, cancelling or closing of the transaction. So we reacquired the stake of the 10% from GUPL at a predetermined price. It is not the market driven price and other things. And the same amount they used for redeeming the debentures issued by them to the NCSIHL. This is between the, among the three companies this transaction taken place. It is a, nothing more or less a paper type transaction. But transactions entries, transaction closed in the books of accounts. As a result, now NCSIHL has become 100% subsidiary of NCC. There is no profit, there is no loss in the transaction.
Mr. Parikshit.
Yeah.
This is not really a new transaction. This is something that we have just effected. You know, this was an agreement that we entered into several years back.
Is it a cash item or a non-cash item?
The fact of the matter is, you are aware that long back we had one power asset and we wanted to sell that power asset to SEMCorp, the acquirer. But due to some permissions, we could not sell, you know, because we had to transfer all the coal linkages and everything. That is the reason this arrangement was made between us and the Gayatri. So in other words, this is just the unwinding of the, you know, the pre-agreement, pre-agreed milestones. So this is just a sort of, you know, paper transaction, if you prefer that word. There is no cash involved in this.
No, that is what I wanted to check, if it's cash or non-cash item. So that's,
yeah. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, secondly, on the order pipelines, I mean, though, given that almost half of this year will go in, around elections, government formation, so ordering is expected to get delayed. So, but which sectors, I mean, are you looking at new sectors to compensate for the shortfall? I mean, are you looking at solar projects? So, to build up the order book, are you open to take subcontracting works for BOT toll projects from other leading developers? Because I think you don't invest in equity intensive projects in road segment. So any sense on how do you intend to make up for the shortfall?
Yeah, yeah. But see, the prospective pipeline of the projects which we expect to come up for bidding post the elections, we continue to see a very healthy pipeline, you know, and at least in 3-4 major verticals in which we are, you know, present in a major way. For example, our buildings division, our transport division, you know, the water division, electrical T&D, we continue to see very healthy pipeline of projects. So, and in light of that fact, you know, if you have, you must have noticed that we have sort of, you know, toned down our order inflow guidance for the current financial year. These two verticals that you are talking about, solar EPC and, you know, doing plain vanilla kind of, you know, contract for the BOT players, we have looked at this space in the past, you know, but it doesn't really make sense for a company of our size, you know, our cost structure to really get into, you know, those kind of businesses. But if a suitable opportunity presents itself in front of us, we are open to look at this possibility. But not to say that, you know, these 4-5 verticals in which we have a lot of exposure, we expect, you know, a healthy pipeline of projects to come up for bidding. There may be a delay quarter here or quarter there. But we think this, you know, this award should pick up post the elections, you know, July, August.
And you have a healthy order book on hand.
And that said, you know, we have a very, we have one of the highest, you know, order books that is already available with us. That gives us a good visibility. Even if there is a delay, let us say a quarter here or there, we have, you know, more than sufficient amount of orders already available with us to execute. All that we need to do is to go out and execute.
Okay. And just the last question, now we have settled a lot of historical claims dating back like 7, 8, 10 years. Now, I think you did mention about any Pondicherry project and B&M project where PTTL, I think you mentioned about NCLT claims. So any more further write-offs or diminution in value or exceptional item expected in FY25? So if you can quantify anything more coming in from any future settlements. Any last ticket item pending to be?
At the moment, we do not foresee anything which is material. Okay, even if it is there, small things may be there, but in nothing material we are foreseeing now for the year FY25.
Mr. Parikshit, in fact, this last year, that is, you know, FY23-24 has been a year of cleanup.
Yeah.
If you really, you are a person that tracks the company closely, last 5-6 years, you know, whenever we got an opportunity to interact, either with an investor or an analyst, we got asked this question, you know, what is happening to Sembcorp, what is happening to Taka, what is happening to this, you know, Vizag real estate divestment. We are happy to report that, you know, in a single year, we have cleaned all these things. We have put all these, you know, demons to rest. So we are sort of, you know, starting with a relatively clean slate now.
And this Pondicherry project, nothing is to be written off, right? This NCLT settlement which you spoke about in Q1.
Nothing, nothing more.
And this lastly, how much?
Whatever settlement we reached with NHAI, that is the settlement which has been agreed with the consortium of lenders also. And this has been received from NHAI and paid to the lenders. And the case is completely settled now.
And just from the Vizag thing, how much is pending to be received both as equity and both as part of debt repayment?
33 crore is the equity part that we have to receive. The debt would be about 350, close to 350 crore debt.
And when will the debt come? When will the debt get paid off?
In next 2 years. That is, you know, our target is March 26.
Okay. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead. Ketan Jain.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
You are audible.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, what is the rate of interest are you seeing at financing smart meter projects?
It's between 9.5 to 10%, and the term sheets are now under discussion with the lenders.
Okay, thank you, sir. That was my question.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, I joined a little late, so please, sorry, I mean, if it is a repeat. In terms of the smart metering orders, I mean, we're supposed to have a partner in place which would have reduced capital intensity. So any progress there? Have you been able to kind of find any partner? Where are we in terms of, I mean, stage of discussion with the partner?
With investment in smart meters. Now, according to our calculations, the equity investment requirement for those projects works out to 500 crores. Or the two projects which are being handled by the SPVs, and other project anyhow it is doing by NCC on its own. So for these two projects, the equity investment is about 500 crores. So at this moment, the NCC is looking partly to increase from its own and partly from the others. and the discussions are also taking place or taken place already with the investment bankers, and investment bankers shown interest to invest, but we have not decided the modalities, how much amount, what is the premium. Those modalities will take place in another couple of weeks.
But then, I mean, we want to do it, right? I mean, it is not that we would be very particular about the valuation and or we want to have
partners. All the discussions, interactions went with the investment bankers. We also prepared the models and the paperwork, everything we have done. But the modalities, the management decide in a couple of days based on the requirement.
The second, and if you could help me reconcile the cash flows, and then I was looking to kind of understand the non-co parts a little better. So this quarter, if I'm not mistaken, you said you've paid 90 odd crore rupees to Taka, right? And the balance would go next year, 85 odd crore rupees would go to Taka next year.
Yes.
And how about the NHI amount came and then went to the lenders, right? So now that I mean, we did not benefit or lose out on any cash because of that settlement or the claim.
Yes, there is no any benefit of that one. Only some expenses we incurred with the banks that are already the absorbed in the year 23-24.
Sure. And the Sembcorp money came in Q3 or Q4, sir?
In Q3, we received that money.
Okay. And how about Vizag, sir? Was there any money which was received during Q4 or it came after Q4? I mean, March, April or May, I think you said in your opening remarks, you received some 65 odd crores.
Vizag.
No, Vizag real estate money.
Vizag real estate money, we received some part in the March 24 and some amount we received in the April and May 24. Here the 67 crores we received in April and May 24.
Mr. Khurana, all the equity payments that we had to receive from them has come but 33 crore. So about 200 odd crore equity that we had to get from the buyer, we have already received minus 33 crore.
Sure. And the loan amount that is due, I mean, it still continues to carry that coupon rate, yes, and they will supposed to receive.
Right, but you know, that is something that is expected to come back to us in next 2 years' time, March 26.
Okay. In this year also, they promised to pay 50 crores against the loan, besides this equity amount.
The other thing is, the agreement that we have signed with the buyer has a clause that says that, you know, there is a escrow account that is going to get opened. Whatever real estate sales, you know, which are done for this project, you know, comes to this account. So sort of, it's a kind of, you know, secured payment for us.
Sure. But I'm not sure how would this work. I'll speak to you on this offline because I thought the money needs to go into an escrow account, which would be held through the RERA account and then only. And
Mr. Khurana, we have made a foolproof kind of, you know, agreement. I would be happy to discuss this with you post this call.
Sure, sir, no problem. And just one last time, if you could help me with the UBR number, please. I mean, I missed that number.
21% of the revenue is the automatic. UBR number is asking. Yes. It is 21% of the revenue.
The 3,800 crores is there in the books as of 31st March 24. And it is works out 21% of the turnover, and there is a decline from 24% to 21% in this year.
Sure. Thank you, and that's it for my side. All the very best for future.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Just one question on the execution guidance, which you have said 15% revenue growth. So far during the election period, have you seen any impact on execution to date?
Mr. Gupta, it's a sort of, you know, forward-looking kind of a statement. We have not really finalized the numbers for the quarter. You know,
I'm asking for the year only, sir. For your guidance. If 15%, that is fine, but given order book, it ideally can be higher. So I was just checking the election part of it, has it so far had any impact on execution account?
Yes, there is some kind of impact because of the elections in the last one and a half months. The activity is, because you know, primarily NCC has got all the government projects only. Okay, the activity was going on and the payments and all were not being released on time. Okay, so there is definitely an impact because of this.
Okay, okay.
But we will see, elections are still midway, Mr. Gupta. You know, still, you know, it will take time for us to thoroughly assess because we are not really working on 10, 15, 20, 30 sites. We have a hell lot of sites, you know, to really work that number out. But there would be some impact. But whether that impact is minus 20%, 10% or minus 30%, that is difficult to assess at this point of time. I would be happy to answer that question, you know, post the, at the time of, you know, the first quarter call.
Sure. And so one question related to the equity investment review said, which can be up to 175 crore for this year. So will this number change once you have a partner for the smart meter projects, or will, is this your share which you will put definitely in this year?
At this stage, we cannot say. There is a weird possibility there. Once the partner joins again, understand if it is a partner.
Yeah, Mr. Gupta, it is not really a call that we can take on our own, you know. Whenever we are talking about a partnership, you know, partner will also, you know, come to the table with some preconditions, you know. He would also, there are people who are wanting to have, you know, only 26%. There are people who are wanting to have 50%. There are people who are wanting to have 76%. So it really finally boils down to the partner that we really, you know, decide to get into, you know, an agreement with, and what are the terms and conditions, you know. Who is going to take, you know, this console level of debt on his balance sheet. So this is something that we have to really, negotiate and decide. And we have still not, you know, reached that milestone. Once we are close to that, you know, milestone, we would be happy to share that with you.
Sure. And just one final clarification. CAPEX, you said for this year would be 220 crore, right? Or is it a different?
250.
250. Okay. That's all for now.
250 crores.
And there is one more project which we are executing, that is GMLR project. In that GML project also, there is a requirement for TBM machine, but that is expected to come only in March 25 and or April 25. That is the reason we have not kept that in the current year.
Yes, yes.
Okay, fine, sir. Fine.
Yeah. Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Weber Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, out of the total cash of 1,044 crores, what would be the margin money?
630 crores. 660 crores. Margin money. You are asking about margin money with the banks?
Yes.
Margin. What is your question, Mr. Shah?
What is the margin money out of the total cash of 1,044?
660 crores.
Okay. And sir, out of the guidance of 250 crores for CAPEX, it includes the smart meter project which is on our books, right?
Generally, the smart meter process does not require any significant amount of CAPEX.
So the equity investment would be in terms of CAPEX, right? For that particular project, which is on our books.
Yes, yes. The CAPEX, there is no any significant requirement to only hardly 5 or 10 or 20 crores only would be there for the smart meter projects, the machinery kind of a requirement.
1,000 crore. Close to
I'm talking about the equity investment that we have to do in the project which is on our books, the Bihar smart meter project.
You're talking about the equity investment or you're talking about the CAPEX?
No, equity investment for the Bihar project. So that should come in CAPEX, right? So which is on our books directly.
Okay. That's normal. We call it as a working capital. So for Bihar project, generally we pump the working capital.
So we consider it as a, any further term money required, we draw in the form of working capital from our routine banks.
Okay, so could you tell the amount, ballpark number?
Hello.
That would be required over the lifetime for that project?
In the year, I don't think we require much amount because we have got the mobilization advance also. Okay, so we, in the initial year we may not require because even we have to install that initial 25,000 meters test sheet, then we have to start installing the balance work. So probably in this year we may not require much of the amount.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That is from my side.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Second question.
My question has been answered. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar to the team and congratulations on very steady set of reported numbers. If we take the other items.
Thank you.
They are really very great set of numbers. Sir, when we look at the, first of all, in the, yeah, you can hear me?
Hello?
Yes, sir, we can hear you. Please go ahead with the question.
Hello?
Mr. Kapoor, please continue.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Sir, when we look at the note number seven, we find that revenue from operations for the current year have a negative impact of 199 crore. So taking this into account, the total impact is around 240 crore for this quarter. The exceptional item, line item should be taken as?
Could you please repeat your question?
So when we look at the consolidated notes to accounts, note number 7, it speaks about revenue from operations for the current year is a negative of 199 crore. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. For the year as a whole, it is 199. Okay, I got my answer.
That's right. That happened in quarter two. Mr. Kapoor, if you recall, this relates to the SEMCORP settlement. We had made this announcement in the second quarter. And the presentation in the investor presentation, if you go to the slide number 16, that explains, without this adjustment, how the numbers look like.
Correct. So you spoke about this UP SWSM project execution gaining speed. That is, we executed around 6,000 crore for this year. So what is the pending size, pending order size, and how are the receivables for this project? And Q4 number, if you could give in the absolute number terms.
Okay.
4,000 crore.
Now the total order size is 16,900 crores. By March 24, we executed 53% of the value of the orders. And 47% remains out of the 16,700 crores. And roughly about 8,000 crores or 7,500 crores would be there.
Right. For the March quarter, sir, can you give the execution number for this project only, the absolute number?
By the March quarter, it is 1,555 crores.
And the preceding quarter, the December quarter was?
81.
So in each quarter, roughly 1,500 crores is going on. So 1,500 into 4, 6,000. So roughly we may be able to complete by March 25. If any, another 1,000 or 500 crores may fall into the 25-26. It depends upon how the movement at the client, because the general election is there and also the state election is also there in UP. These are the two big obstacles. So if no obstacle is there, certainly, 90% of the products would be completed by March 25.
Right. So, why has the dividend payout been lower?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. If you could rejoin the queue.
Yes, the second question only, sir. Why is the dividend payout lower this time, sir, even after improved numbers and improved cash flows?
Repeat us.
He is asking why.
The dividend payout as a percentage of profitability. It has been maintained at last year's level. although the profitability has improved, the cash flows have improved significantly. Why has the dividend payout been kept at the same level as it was last year?
Basing on the various strategies, the management and the board decided to go for 110%.
To maintain the same dividend.
Payout around 20-22%.
There is a good payout ratio is also there, 20-22% payout ratio is there.
And wait for next couple of years. So, we have, you know, still lot of things to do, you know, very excellent set of numbers next year. And who knows, we might have some very interesting plans, you know, for the shareholders in next couple of years.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Just one clarification, these three smart metering projects, so two are under the SPV and the equity investment mode, and the Bihar one is under the EPC mode, right?
Right.
No.
Okay.
Bihar is in NCC only.
All these projects essentially, Mr. Parikshit, are similar. Similar kind of projects, more or less similar kind of arrangement for all the projects, similar kind of payout, similar kind of, you know, duration. The only difference is in the state of Maharashtra, they have, as per the contract conditions, we were expected to form two SPVs and these projects have been awarded in the SPV. The other state, that is Bihar, it is the similar kind of project, but they have not asked us to really incorporate a separate SPV. This has been awarded to the listed parent company. That's the only difference. Otherwise, more or less, the projects are similar.
So, that means that while you are investing 500 crores in equity in the two SPVs, so what I think what Anupam was asking in the same thing, I wanted a clarification. So what will be the investment or equity investment required for the Bihar projects?
We are not talking about equity investment for Bihar.
Why do you need equity investment in the first place? If a order is directly placed on a company, why do you need equity investment in the first place? You need investment, working capital. We have to procure meter, you have to test meter, you have to install meter, and you have to demonstrate the successful connectivity, and the billing cycle starts for each of the villages. There are milestone payments. So you don't really need equity investment. That's a SPV.
So
that's the reason.
We increase the money in the form of working capital.
So sir, your returns and revenues come over the like concession period, right? And you are investing a short-term working capital to finance the purchase of the meter, which will give you revenues over the life of the project.
Let me take a couple of minutes of your time to explain how the project is getting to get financed, you know. Firstly, there is a, you know, handsome amount of mobilization advance in all these projects. If you really consider the three projects, it would be about 1,000 crore advance. Secondly, in these projects, you have to really, you know, test about 25,000 meters in the first 7 months. Once the meters are tested, once they are fully commissioned, you start installing the remaining meters. And as and when you install the remaining meters, the revenue cycle starts. So what it essentially means is post 7 months, in the next month, let us say that we are able to install 10 lakh meters, 5 lakh meters, you know, or 2 lakh meters, the revenue cycle for those meters would start. It is not that we have to wait for 27 months and then the revenue cycle for all these meters would start.
In the first 3 years, nearly 60% of the order value gets completed. And the revenue gets reported and also the margins also gets reported for the first 3 years. Balance 40% only relates to that O&M part or annuity model only. In the rest of from 4th year to 9th year takes place.
That's right. I hope that answers your question.
But how do you calculate IRR then? Because last time you mentioned about IRRs and equity investments, so it's a little bit of confusing that two projects you are financing through equity structure, one through working capital and the revenues accrue. And because these smart meters will sit as in your gross block, right, as CAPEX.
Could you please repeat your question?
Will these smart meters sit on your gross block as your assets, or will these, especially the Bihar one, so will these sit on your the gross block on your asset, or like how do you treat that on the asset side?
Mr. Parikshit?
This will not go to as a gross block. As per the Ind AS, we need to create this as a financial asset. It will not go to gross block. It will be in the financial asset.
Got it. Okay, I'll separately discuss this with you. But I understood now that.
Stick to two breaks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
So one more clarification, sir. Is Bihar project is similar to the other smart meter project, right? Is there a difference between the contract?
The only mode of award of the contract is different. Essentially, all these three projects come under the same flagship scheme of the Government of India, that is RDSS. The scheme gives the state the right how do they really intend to, you know, place the order. So that is the only difference. Essentially, the nature of the project, the revenue model, everything remains the same. It's part of the same scheme of the Government of India, that is RDSS.
Are the payment terms different for the Bihar project or is similar?
More or less, by and large, similar.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Understood. I'll take it offline.
Mr. Vaibhav, can you please restrict for the last two questions?
Okay, sir. We have our last question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, out of this 57,536 crore order book as of March, what's the value of the SPV or the subsidiary? So what's the standalone order book as of March 24?
Okay, about 90% is standalone, about 9% is subsidiary.
Sorry, sir, do you have any specific number?
Yeah, out of 57,536, 5,693 is towards the subsidy.
5,695.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today, and I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah for closing comments.
So one last question from my side. So what is the profitability in the Pachwara MDO project for FY24? PBT is 71 crores.
Now in Pachwara coal mining, the profitability is 4% of the project value at SPV level.
And so for FY24, what would be the PAT?
Well, the PAT percentage again 3.2 after only there won't be any expenses, only the income tax, and after removing 25% income tax, 3% remains at the PAT level.
Management
2.9% or so. That means roughly about 60 crores should be there at the PAT level, and it is distributable in 51:49 ratio to the two partners. We have 51%. We get the 51% of this, that pack of 60 crores.
About 30 crores. Okay. So on behalf of JM Financial, I would like to thank everybody for participating in this call. Also, a big thank you to the management for allowing us to host the call. Sir, any closing remarks from your side?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Vaibhav, and also thanks to all the participants for this investors call of the NCC for the Q4 and 12 months. So, good night to all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financials, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.